Alright, I don't know what went wrong with the last one there. This is your own with Happy Horseshit, Fiat Chase. I think we just lost some sound, actually. Hold on. I'm going to try out a mic number one. That might be working. And I'm tuned in to Radio Valencia. Might have lost a sound a little bit.
Lost a sound a little bit.
Nope. I can hear myself.
Nope, I can hear myself.
So, hey, I was trying to play a little malfunction. I was trying to play Eels off of Tom Waits, one of my more favorite albums I've ever had was Eels with Strings. And Eels and Tom Waits, I kind of bet I would take a gander. If I was a gambling man, I would say that they probably have gotten together or talked or played a show together. Maybe I'll do a little research on that. I saw Tom Waits at the airport once. I was on they call it the people mover, maybe the flat escalator. And I just kind of looked to my right and there he is just being Tom Waits. And I'm not intimidated by a lot of folks. I'm intimidated by my crush. I'm going to think about this. Come back next week. Who am I intimidated by? Ricardo Villalobos says he's intimidated by Jeff Mills, two of the greatest DJs of all time, hands down. So Tom Waits, unless I really have something I want to convey or ask, maybe in the right moment, something quality for a quality artist. So I just didn't do anything. I'd only listened to one of his albums at the time. So, that being said, I was telling somebody a funny story the other day. I may have even said it on the air. Years ago, probably like 2003 in Santa Cruz, going to see this band. I just got paid. Yeah, I was getting drunk and waiting in line with these folks. And this band had really gotten rave reviews, which they deserved. And I met these two young folks, and you know, they were great. And one was like, "Peter's cracking me up, right?" I was just all happy, right? And so one of them suggests, I love when people play little jokes like this. It's fun. So I suggest I go say something to this one band member, right? So I was like, cool, right? I think everything's all gravy, groovy. And I go up and I say something to her, and she just like cuts into me, lays into me. So I'm trying to make an analogy. I have no idea what it was. I had no idea. That's why, you know, they probably just knew that they must. It was a good joke. They knew this was going to piss the person off. They knew that I had the big personality. I'm just going to like march up and say this to a person. I'll try to think of an analogy in the next coming week of all the bands and musicians I've known and what you could say to get that kind of reaction. I don't know what kind of reaction you'd have to out of me nowadays. I'm fairly, people can say stuff to me and do stuff to me that's actually would not have been the case recently, but I still get my dander up once in a while. That's for sure. I felt judged a few times at work, or some people pull some stuff at work, and I'm like, man, I can't believe. or in one of my communities, I'm just like, I don't always handle it well. So this person, I'm wondering now, looking back on it, did they handle it well? How bad did I piss them? Well, whatever that means. In the moment. Be in the moment, right? That's something I'm working on. We heard Smashing Pumpkins in there. We heard L7. The artist, let me go back to my notebook here. Local artist, Hectorine. I'm very excited. That was a beautiful. It was my. I'd been meaning to listen. I saw the album somewhere. So the song was called "The Weight of the World," and we got into some, you know, talking about vaguely heavy stuff. You know, talking about Yoko Ono, talking about the song called "The Evil That Men Do." Some men are great. A lot of women are great. A lot of folks who identify either way are great. There's a lot of good in the world. There's a lot of good folks in the world. And I am a man that says prayers and, you know, yeah, it looks like, I don't know, I kind of take my news breaks, and sometimes I talk about the news on the air. I like to talk about music and musicians that have changed the world, and certainly Yoko Ono is a musician who has changed the world, so I got to play her. In there, also, we heard Paraboo, and Dave Thomas recently left his body, and I've been reading a lot about that band. I don't know a ton about them. I know more about their bands, or I've listened to bands that they're tangentially related to, so I plan on going back. They're quite an interesting outfit, and from an area not unlike where I'm from. I'm getting a little feedback, so why don't I put a sock in it and play y'all some more music. I might be playing. I'm gonna see if I can get my Bluetooth working. I don't know what I'm gonna play. I don't know what. I got some more stuff. So we also heard the Fabulous Wailers in there. That was a really cool song. And I think I found my new favorite Tom Waits song in there as well. All right, hold on. A little bit of quiet air, and let me get myself together. You're on with Fiat Chase, Happy Horseshit.
All right, so if I sound kind of distant here, I'm rummaging around the studio. Can't get the Bluetooth going. You know what? I always like to get a smile out of Sean. I always like to get a smile out of a lot of people. I think I'm just going to put the... I can't get the Bluetooth going. Kind of like spent my wad as far as physical music that I have. So I'm going to go on the internet, stick the my phone up against the mic. So we're going to go a little lo-fi. Let's see what we can come up with.
Life is short but sweet for certain. Hey. We would climb on 2x2. To the shore these days continue.
Once again, I'm bouncing around the room. About time and once
bouncing around the room, bouncing around the room. That's how we bouncing around the room, bouncing around the room.
Playing a video off my phone. This is Tom Odell, Wrong Crowd. Bouncing around the room, Fish, before that. I'd always be hanging around with the wrong crowd. Happy Horseshit, Fiat Chase. It's from the Death Became Magic label. My dance around my room soon. I can't get enough of this mix. Black light smoke.
Tonight. Oh, I'm sitting by my window, watching the lights down the road. I always do that when the day fades away and night comes on. Somehow, I got to realize this strange feeling. A different atmosphere. I don't know. As if this night wouldn't be like all the others. I feel so tense. This expectation of things to come. What's going on? Footsteps are calling me. It's this strange song that makes me listen attentively. Soft vibrations caress my skin, and I feel the reaction of my body. What happens outside? From the window, I get a view. The tall one stops my heart. If this, the night is small and dark. What this Arabian queen is waving at me. She's covered by a wrap down to her feet. Those eyes, her eyes are catching mine. A lash of passion I can't explain. She's talking to me. Not a loop so turned to stone. What has she got to say? I can't understand. I'm not afraid to
Hey, stay tuned for Bughouse Square coming up on the hour. And how about this, like, happy horseshit, man? Happiness.